Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Torrey Taylor has been outstanding punting the ball.
I think you're going to get an on-brand Aussie-style punt end-over-end with a ton of height under it.
Looking for hang time, and he's going to get it. And Smith is going to wave it out. And that is perfectly placed with the backspin punt. And the 27-year-old from Melbourne knows he did his job.
Look at the backspin on the bounce.
Perfect. Jonathan Owens with his wife Simone Biles in the building. Downs it. And Taylor knows that he aced it. But now it's up to Matthew Stafford.
That guy, Lawrence, that guy. I saw the stat that his punts, the win expectancy numbers, if you're into such things, all jumped. Like his last two punts, one jumped by 7%. One time it jumped by 8%. It's just like that's one mathematical way of talking about it. But you were there in the stands to enjoy the excitement of that game. Tell us about it, because you said the Torrey Taylor punts was a factor in your enjoyment.
So. Yeah, it was like a thing. So I've never been to a Bears game as a fan. Never. Like, not, it wasn't something that we, like, if
not as in a, the 90s, not in the 80s.
No, like, no, we didn't go. That wasn't really our thing. If we were going to sporting events, we would go to baseball games.
Yeah.
And, you know, my parents being teachers, like, they would get, like, discounted tickets and stuff to the White Sox. And you had, like, back then in the 80s, where a lot of schools on the south side, and I mean, south suburbs probably too, would get the attendance thing. You get to go if you had like perfect attendance.
Yeah.
So we go to baseball games, and my uncle George would always take us. He would always like surprise us with a Bulls game. Like every now and again, he'd be like, "Hey, picking you up. It's Christmas morning. The Bulls are playing the Knicks. We're going."
Yeah. Bears games are expensive, though, and they've always been expensive. I think I've only been to one now that you're talking about it.
Yeah. So I'd never gone as a paying customer, although I wasn't technically paying yesterday. I got invited by Mai Martinez from our sister station, WBBM. Mm-hmm. She was like, "Hey, do you want to come to the game?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's go." It was a really cool experience. I also, the other thing is that I would ordinarily drive to a game. Like, you go in there as a member of the media, 8:30, 9 o'clock or so.
Sure.
You head on over, and from where I'm at in Hyde Park, it's like 7 minutes to Soldier Field.
But if you're going as a fan and you're going to arrive at 10:30, 11 or something like that, driving is death.
It's a really terrible idea. So I took the Metro Electric, which is the same line that actually runs into our building, and it was great. I talked to so many fans. There were a lot of people who were very excited about like this show. And I was just kind of there. And this older woman said to me, she goes, "Why are you taking the train?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "I assumed that they like helicoptered you into Soldier Field." I was like, "No, like I would drive, but there was the half marathon that was going on." It was a really great experience. I'm on the train, and there were people who, you know, I've talked a little bit about like having some social anxiety. Like, I don't go to a lot of games partially because of that now. And there were people who were very respectful of that. I don't know if they knew that or if they just are nice people, but they were giving me space. And then someone was like, hey, and they started talking to me and like, I know your brother's best friend. And I was like, oh. And so I end up talking with them and sitting with them on the train ride, being able to walk and talk with Bears fans as I was walking into the stadium, and then sitting there with my and watching the game. We had killer seats, like killer. 338, row one. I was right behind the Bears bench. So I got to see stuff from a different perspective.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was, and the press box is on the other side. So the press box is on the east side. I was on the west side of the stadium. And being there was
so above the Bears bench, so you can see some personal dynamics. You can see some coaches coaching.
You can keep an eye on players and what they're like when they come off the field, or maybe players who weren't starting in the game. You could see what they're doing on the sideline, and it was cool. And then to walk out to Bears fans after the win, because there was a lot of booing and groaning that was going on.
Oh yeah, man. You could hear it. You could hear it on the TV, and some of the boos, well deserved, a lot at the end of offensive drives in that first half.
But seeing people walk out and then they started chanting "Green Bay sucks" because they do the thing at the Bears games now where they give the scores, and whenever they mention Green Bay, it's the team up north. And even though it was the Vikings, who you should be scared of, and they should be on your radar. Even though it was the Vikings beating up the Packers, people really enjoyed that. So it was awesome. I don't know if I'll ever get the opportunity to go again as a fan.
Hmm.
I really enjoyed it. It definitely helped with point of view and perspective on the game. And then there were the people that were sitting in the section, the ones that did. Someone said to me this morning, they said, I didn't recognize you because you weren't wearing your glasses. And I was like, what? Like seriously, we're doing the Clark Kent Superman thing? Like, I can do this? And now all of a sudden, I'm unrecognizable?
It's completely different.
And then they saw the video that I posted, the score posted, and they were like, oh, you were sitting right by us. Like, yeah, I don't know. Okay, I mean, I guess that's how Lois Lane got fooled for all of those years.
So tell me something that you noticed about a player. You referenced somebody who didn't start. You got a chance to watch somebody.
I don't want to go all the way in on that particular guy.
Okay, well, I'll go in on that guy because I have been for a couple of weeks. I think Nate Davis, unfortunately, is a dog. I think he's a dog with fleas. I think that he has all the earmarks of a dude who got paid and stopped giving a crap. And it's been a slow and awkward benching. And then yesterday, this past week, it was a full-on benching. And then because of Tevin Jenkins' injury, which is unfortunate, and we'll learn more about it as the week goes on, Nate Davis had to go back in.
And Nate had some good moments.
He did. Had a good drive block on the big DeAndre Swift 36-yard touchdown run, as pointed out by Olin. I'd like to see some more of some All-22 to see what I could learn about Nate Davis playing. So I'll go in on that guy, but I didn't have the benefit of watching him on the bench.
Texture says, who's the guy with Spiegel? Where'd Lawrence go? When I took my glasses off. That's pretty funny.
Freaked him out.
But thanks to everyone. I ran into a pair of fans that were big Justin fans. And one of the young ladies was wearing her Justin Fields jersey. She said that she went to La Trobe for Steelers training camp and tried to get him to sign it. Like, it was fun. It was really, really fun. Shout out to Mai for setting that up. And we had a great time. And it was just a really cool experience. I'm glad that I got that experience. It's one of those things where you don't know you need it until you experience it. And having it now is, I think, a good thing to put in the golf bag.
Well, that's awesome. And you can bring it to your analysis of the games and your connection with the people. I'm going for the first time as a regular season fan, probably in like 30 years, now that you talk about
it. Yeah, it's strange.
Maybe 25. I'm going next week, me and Ruben and Christine. So with wife and child, all three of us going, sitting somewhere in the 100 level with a friend and his son. So Ruben will get a chance to feel a Bears game live and feel that intensity. And looking forward to it.
Can I just say, like, real quick, like, one of the problems is that when you start covering a team that you grew up loving, like I did, you have to divorce yourself from it a little bit. So as I've grown in the business, my Bears fandom has gone away. Like, I wouldn't even consider myself. I don't think it would be fair for me to say that I'm a Bears fan. I root for individuals, and I always want the Bears to do well because of how it reflects on what we do here at the Score. So it was nice to just kind of be around that. Like, it was around, like, me being around people who are so passionate and seeing it firsthand instead of experiencing it the way that I'm used to, which is a little bit more clinical, mm-hmm. if any of that makes sense.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Kenny and I are going for the first time in 40 years tonight. They're playing another game for
us tonight.
Bears are
going to play again?
Yeah. That's
first
great.
Time in 40 years.
Yep, Kenny and I, we're sitting at the 50.
You know what's cool?
First row.
Is that Stubbs?
Going to the 50.
Well, Shane is sitting on 50 on one side of the field, and I'm going to sit at the 50 on the other yes. side.
And they're just playing the game for Tanny and I.
You know, Stubbs is going tomorrow for the first time in 60 years.
Nice. So he's got to beat there.
Stutz is going to call the game. He's got the play sheets.
No, Grody's got the play sheets. Like he looked in the studio last week. All right, fine, one-uppers. Whatever.
They're playing a game for us. Ask Jalen about it. He'll tell you.
I think that's pretty impressive. I've taken up all the oxygen in the room, and I apologize for that.
I mean, Soldier Field is off the chain today.
No, you're right.
You're good.
I've only been to one ever regular season game, just one. It was like 2 years ago with Manley and one of his buddies, and it was way, way, way cooler than watching on TV. I just don't want to do it all the time.
I agree.
And I've often thought that I'm serving the audience best by watching it on TV like everybody else, but the way Lawrence is describing what you're able to see, I'm going to be the dork taking notes in the stands.
Well, the thing is,
because I'm 100% going to be that guy.
Is that if I were doing a solo show, I would feel like there was a dereliction of duty. I actually think this is better, where I experienced it one way,
absolutely.
You experienced it another way, and we can bring both of those things to the airwaves.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it.
All right. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, there's something that we need to dig a little deeper into as it pertains to conversations around this team. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes with you until 6 on the Score.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty. It's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.